This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Female Health, Health News, and Nutrition channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with both Michelle Chevalley-Hedge and Simone Kopkus from A Healthy View based in Sydney, Australia. A Healthy View is a nutrition and well-being business with a clinical practice, thousands of patients, also with a radio talk show, appearances on TV, brand ambassadors, and professional wellness speakers. Ladies, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, Eric, it's a pleasure to be here from sunny Sydney today.
And I'm sure it's lovely this time of year especially. So, Michelle, what makes your program for starters different to others out there in the market?
Oh, there's so many aspects that make our program different, but there aren't many fertility and pregnancy programs in the U.S., Australia, or in the world, Eric, that currently support people nutritionally who want to get pregnant or that are looking at fertility or fertility issues. There's lots of cookbooks out there. There's lots of food bloggers out there or celebrity foodies, that are talking about pregnancy and fertility. But we combine this with our evidence-based clinical knowledge on the best nutrients needed for fertility and pregnancy and created a program around this, around the fact that we've created meal plans and they support the evidence. So I'm really big on nutritional medicine evidence. I am a qualified nutritional medicine practitioner, author of two wellness books. I've actually recently been nominated as the highly commended nutritionist of the year here in Sydney. And then my gorgeous Simone, who is my co-author of this program, well, I'll let Simone tell you about Simone.
So I'm Simone Kopkus. I'm a nutritional counselor, and I'm also a whole food chef. So what's really different about Michelle and my approach and the program is that we're real mums. We've gone through our own fertility issues. We get how to make this work in the real world without an extreme approach. And it's uncomplicated, and it's lots of fun. So it's an awesome program.
Certainly sounds like it is. So what should someone expect from this program? Touch on that a little further.
Yeah, so a lot of people think that an online program is just an online program. And what we like to do is make people know that we're actually, it is a digital program, but there's a big physical component as well to our program. So it's 28 days, somebody signs up, 28 days of fertility and pregnancy, nutritional and lifestyle advice. They register for the program. It's less than a coffee a day, $89. And for the e-radio listeners, we're going to bring that down to $49 and use a special code. So they sign up for the program, and they receive a welcome kit, how to prepare, how to stock up their pantry and their refrigerator. And we like to use the terminology crowd in. We like to talk about adding so much good food to somebody's life that they never feel like there's a sense of deprivation or that they're missing something. So we really love the idea of crowding out in and nourishing a person rather than stripping or detoxing or saying no to something. Then we get them really excited for the four-week journey, and then it's delivered in short little emails every day with recipes and videos. So there's a site to go on where people can see videos and recipes, but they'll also be reminded every day in short little emails, just a tidbit of nutritional advice, a small video with advice in it. So that's a really good education for them. And then, Sim, tell us what else is involved.
Yeah, so there's also, we also have a private Facebook group, which is a great place to share ideas, recipes, food products, and any of the questions that you may have along the way through the program. So you have Michelle and I 24/7 with whatever questions you may have through the process. And there's lots of questions that come up. They may not be yours, they might be someone else's, but it triggers new questions. So that the great part of it being an online program is it's this program has a personal touch to it due to our highly qualified team. So, you know, it is quite unique.
Focusing now on female health, why is food so important to fertility and pregnancy?
You know, what's interesting is that the world is starting to look at food and nutrition as preventative wellness. So we love that because, of course, we've always known that. That's why we're in our profession. But good nutrition can dampen down any kind of inflammatory processes, which could be a really big factor standing between people becoming pregnant or fertility issues. Also, with a well-balanced diet of real whole food in a combination of good quality proteins, quality fats, and sustaining carbohydrates, this can underpin any person's hormone system, immune system, mental function, and every single biochemical process we need to put our bodies in excellent health for fertility and pregnancy. Around fertility and pregnancy, too, there's often lots of issues with something called polycystic ovary syndrome. And polycystic ovary syndrome, we're seeing almost an epidemic here in Australia of young women who have tried for many, many years not to get pregnant, and then they try to get pregnant, and they're diagnosed with polycystic ovary syndrome. Now, PCOS, it's often thought that there's something wrong with a person's ovaries, when the reality is PCOS is often driven from blood glucose or insulin issues. And here's the good news. We can control blood glucose and insulin just with the right combinations of foods and moving to a lower sugar way of life.
Today we are joined by both Michelle Chevalley-Hedge and Simone Kopkus from A Healthy View based in Sydney, Australia, here on eHealth Radio's Female Health, Health News and Nutrition channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, what is your favorite thing about this program? I would love to hear your response to that.
After many years of working with adults and children to help correct health issues, what I love about this program is we can give a baby the very best opportunity at a clean start, which can in turn set them up for a healthy life. What more could you ask for?
Yeah, we love actually getting emails and real stories from our clients who have had trouble getting pregnant, like Steph, who I just mentioned. I talk a lot about Steph on our blog, on A Healthy View blog, as well as in my upcoming book. And actually, we're going to get Steph to come on some TV with us to talk about her experience, because she was a typical busy working woman. She wasn't overweight. She was trying to get pregnant, and she was diagnosed with polycystic ovary syndrome. She was told to go off to an IVF clinic and to go on some blood glucose medication. And she didn't want to do that. She wanted to try a holistic approach first. And there's nothing wrong with modern medicine at all. However, it's really nice to also first seek a holistic approach. And she had PCOS. She never thought she'd have children. And now Steph has three children. So it's such a joy to be able to look around our clinic and see all these little babies' faces and see the joy of a mother saying to us, wow, I thought that I was never going to get pregnant, and I really believe that nutrition underpinned all of this, not just my physical body, but every biochemical process, and also helped my mood. So we're winning all the time. People ask Simone and I if what would we do if we won lottery, and we said, we won lottery. We've got the best jobs in the world.
Awesome. Now, who would you say should be doing this program if they're not?
Anyone that is considering getting pregnant, or in the future, you know, it might even be thinking about getting pregnant in a year's time. Get your body in a preparation state by going through a program like this. Again, it's easy, it's simple, and it's tasty. And if those things aren't done in our programs with educational tidbits, then it doesn't become repeatable and sustainable and habit-forming. And that's our whole philosophy here at A Healthy View. What we like to educate on is something that becomes a habit and makes sense to people. So anyone that's considering getting pregnant or who is pregnant, it also has lots of information for the partner as well. And with the information that you gain from this program, you can rest assured that you'll be well-informed as anybody out there, and also realize that it doesn't have to be perfect. There's wonderful recipes that are short, simple, and tasty, and you don't need to have a doctorate, a PhD in fertility. We just make it simple for people. The simpler it is, the more repeatable it is, and then it becomes a habit. So we invite you all to have a little look at www.ahealthyview.com. And if you are an e-radio listener and you're hearing us out there, please touch base with us on Facebook or Instagram. Lots of good free recipes. Get a sense of what we talk about and how we work. And then if you sign up, please put the code in radio to get $40 off the program, and share this beautiful program and message with people you know and love.
Well, Michelle and Simone, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you. And also, not only we thank you for your time, but also for introducing our audience to A Healthy View. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
And it certainly has been more than a pleasure. We have been speaking with both Michelle Chevalier-Hedge and Simone Kopkas from A Healthy View, based in Sydney, Australia, a nutrition and well-being business with a clinical practice, thousands of patients with a radio talk show appearances on TV, brand ambassadors, and professional wellness speakers. And for more information, visit ahealthyview.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Female Health, Health News and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.